AP News for Friday, January 10th. I'm Ben Thomas. Some Los Angeles area residents have been returning to fire-ravaged neighborhoods.
It's all gone.
Juan Perez's home was in Altadena.
The kids were born here, raised them here. 20-some years. Built this and it's completely gone. Not just me, it's my whole neighborhood is gone.
Firefighters have been making some gains, but new blazes keep popping up, and winds are forecast to strengthen over the coming days. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
We have 150,000 people still under mandatory evacuation orders. These fires are not out.
As of Friday evening, some 56 square miles consumed, more than 12,000 homes and other structures destroyed, at least 11 people killed.
This has been a very terrible experience. I think it's been a tremendous setback for New York and the New York court system.
President-elect Trump speaking by video at sentencing in his New York hush money case. The judge declined to impose any punishment, but Trump plans to appeal his conviction. Julie Walker on what it means.
Trump does not have to go to jail, pay a fine, or perform community service, but he will have felonies on his criminal record, which, like any other felon, will affect some of his rights. He can't possess a firearm and must provide DNA to New York State's crime data bank. As for voting, Trump is registered to vote in Florida, and he will be able to vote there.
The government's December jobs report shows hiring picked up unexpectedly. Employers added 256,000, the unemployment rate ticking down to 4.1%. How'd that go over?
Stocks closed lower as investors worried that good news on the economy might be bad for Wall Street by keeping inflation and interest rates high. The S&P 500 fell 1.5% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 696 points. The Nasdaq Composite also sank 1.6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. AI race cars hit the track at CES. Ed Donahue has the story.
The Indy Autonomous Challenge is a competition between universities to create the fastest AI-powered race car.
Consider it as a million-dollar research lab on wheels.
Madhur Bell is with the Cavalier Autonomous Racing Team at the University of Virginia.
Everybody has the same car. And your only advantage is the AI driver that you can program.
There is no human behind the wheel. Teams from all over the world are at the Las Vegas Speedway. Paul Mitchell is with the Indy Autonomous Challenge. He says they've come a long way.
The first year, we had cars that could basically go 130 miles an hour, just one car at a time, and we thought that was pretty good.
And now?
We had two cars passing each other at 180 miles an hour. And really doing dogfighting the way you would expect top human race car drivers to do.
This year's winner, the University of Modena in Italy. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.